はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
夏子です。
Peter here. Lower Intermediate Lesson Number 9. As always brought to you by Eric Lara and the Translation and Interpretation Specialists. 夏子さん、 back with a Lower Intermediate Lesson.
Yes, こんにちは。
こんにちは。 Today's lesson builds on the previous Lower Intermediate Lesson, Rashi.
Oh, I see.
Previously, we were using this with nouns. Today, we're going to take a look at using it with verbs.
How?
That's what we're going to find out.
Okay.
Now, today's conversation is between two male friends, and they're speaking about Take's girlfriend or former girlfriend. We're going to have to tune in and find out. As always, after listening to the lesson, stop by JapanesePod101.com. There, inside the PDF, we have additional material, a detailed explanation of the grammar point, and more things to really reinforce what you hear in the lessons. All right, with that said, let's get into today's lesson. Here we go.
聞いた聞いた。
どうしたの？
山田さんが年末宝くじ当たったらしい。
マジで？
うん、3億円だよ。
3億円？
君たち2人は幸せだよね。え？どうしたの？すごい顔してるけど。
昨日、彼女を振った。
なんだって？
彼女は運が悪くて、貧乏で、将来性がないと思って。もうおばさんだし、服の趣味も悪いし。
わかったわかったよ。
まあとにかく、昨日彼女と別れたんだ。しまったな。
彼女は自分の誕生日と君の誕生日を使ったらしい。もしかしたらやり直せる可能性があるかもしれない。電話してみたら？
あ、それはいいアイディアだ。早速電話してみよう。あ、もしもし、タケですけど。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
聞いた聞いた。
どうしたの？
山田さんが年末宝くじ当たったらしい。
マジで？
うん、3億円だよ。
3億円？
君たち2人は幸せだよね。え？どうしたの？すごい顔してるけど。
昨日、彼女を振った。
なんだって？
彼女は運が悪くて、貧乏で、将来性がないと思って、もうおばさんだし、服の趣味も悪いし。
わかった、わかった。
まあ、とにかく、昨日彼女と別れたんだ。しまったな。
彼女は自分の誕生日と君の誕生日を使ったらしい。もしかしたら、やり直せる可能性があるかもしれない。電話してみたら？
あ、それはいいアイデアだ。早速電話してみよう。あ、もしもし、タケですけど。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
聞いた聞いた。
Did you hear? Did you hear?
どうしたの？
What happened?
山田さんが年末宝くじ当たったらしい。
It seems Yamada won the year-end lottery.
マジで？
No way.
うん、3億円だよ。
Yeah, 300 million yen.
3億円？
300 million yen?
君たち2人は幸せだよね。え？どうしたの？すごい顔してるけど。
You two must be happy, right? What's up? That's some face.
昨日、彼女を振った。
I dumped her yesterday.
なんだって？
Say what?
彼女は運が悪くて、貧乏で、将来性がないと思って、もうおばさんだし、服の趣味も悪いし。
I was thinking, she's unlucky, she's poor, and has no future. She's already old, has no fashion sense, and...
わかったわかったよ。
Okay, I got it.
まあ、とにかく、昨日彼女と別れたんだ。しまったな。
Well, anyways, we separated yesterday. I messed up.
彼女は自分の誕生日と君の誕生日を使ったらしい。もしかしたらやり直せる可能性があるかもしれない。電話してみたら？
I heard she played her birthday and your birthday. Maybe, just maybe there's a chance you can fix things up. What if you gave her a call?
あ、それはいいアイデアだ。早速電話してみよう。
ああ、now that's a good idea. I'll call her right away.
あ、もしもし、タケですけど。
Oh, hey, it's Take. 夏子さん、どうでしたか？
ずいぶん打算的な人ですね。
Yeah, he's really calculating. What a mean guy! ひどいやつですね。
困ったもんですね。
彼女はどういう反応でしょうね。
あ、これも続くんですか？
決まってるでしょ。
あ、やっぱりね。
Of course we'll be continuing this next week or in the next lesson. This story will evolve and we'll see what she says. But that's for next week. For now, let's take a look at the vocab. Natsuko-san, first word.
年末宝くじ。
Year-end lottery. 例文お願いします。
年末宝くじを10枚買いました。
I bought 10 year-end lottery tickets. Next we have?
売る。
To dump. To get rid of.
Yes.
As in a loved one. Or a girlfriend or somebody.
How about the other side?
So this is actually used quite a bit in the passive. Yes. Which is?
振られる。
To be dumped.
Hey, let's change the mood.
All right. Yes. Next we have?
貧乏。
Poverty, poor.
Another depressing word.
Natsuko-san. Yes, you're right. But I think it's the way you say it. If you say it like poor, poverty, it just sounds positive.
Really? Okay, are you sure?
No, it doesn't. Okay, 例文お願いします。
給料日前で貧乏なんです。
I'm poor the day before payday. いい例文ですね、Natsuko-san.
ああ、給料日前だ。
その気持ちよくわかります。Next we have
将来性。
Future, prospects. 例文お願いします。
この国の将来性についてどう思いますか？
What do you think about this country's prospects? Next we have
趣味。
Hobby, preference. Next
億。
Counter for 100 million.
That's a lot.
A lot. And the numbers up around here get quite difficult. 1億 is 100 million. 10億, 1 billion.
Oh, yes.
So in English, we make that transfer with a word change. 1 billion.
Yes.
But here, it's still the same counter. It's just we have to add to that.
Yes.
And that's what I think is most confusing for me.
Yes, the digits are kind of different. We use man for 10,000.
Yeah, but, you know, we start out with 1,000. So it's 1,000, then it's 10,000.
Yes.
100,000, then change to million. Million, 10 million, 100 million, change.
Yes, so the changing point is different.
And that's what's so tricky about these words.
Right.
And then when you add in the yen, and then you have to calculate. Oh, that's good. Let's change the subject.
Okay.
Next.
とにかく。
Anyway, in any case. And this doesn't have the negative nuance that in English, anyway does.
Yes.
In English, sometimes, anyway could have a very negative nuance to it. So that's just what we want to point out here.
Yes.
Next we have.
もしかしたら。
Maybe, on the chance.It may be that. 夏子さん、例文お願いします。
明日、もしかしたら休むかもしれない。
I may take a day off tomorrow. There's a chance I may take the day off tomorrow. Now, I like this word. Could you give it to us one more time?
もしかしたら。
もしかしたら。So in cases when you're not sure,、
mm-hmm.
another one of these probability words.
Yes.
Nasuko-san, if you use もしかしたら、
mm-hmm.
what would you say the probability is? High or low?
Not very high.
Not very high.
Yes.
So in the case of taking a day off,、mm-hmm. if I said 明日もしかしたら休む、
mm-hmm.
what's the probability that I'll take a day off?
Not very high. Basically, he's trying to come.
Yeah. So most likely, I'll be at work tomorrow.
Yes, I guess so.
All right, next.
やり直せる。
Able to start over. Can make it up. Now, here we have a very, very interesting word. It's a compound, plus it's in the potential form.
Mm-hmm.
What two words do we combine to start with?
やるand 直す。
やる to do, 直す to repair,、
mm-hmm.
to do to repair, to redo.、
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then we take やり直す and we put it into its potential form.
Yes.
By dropping the final す and replacing it with?
せる.
Yeah. This was covered in a previous beginner lesson, but just a quick review here. So able to start over.
やり直せる.
And I think this is used by people all over Japan who have realized they've made a mistake.
Right. And this word is used in more general situation as well, right?
Yeah. Just, can it be redone?
Yes, redo something, redo your work, 仕事をやり直す.
Yeah. But the potential form here is usually used in questions.
Mm-hmm.
Can it be redone?
やり直せる?
Yeah. Can it be redone?
Yes.
Can we get back together?Can we fix something?
Yes.
Can the wrong report be fixed?
Yes.
Can the mistakes in the relationship be fixed?
Mm-hmm. So it's more like, you know, fix or redo.
Yeah. And again, this case we're talking about the potential. So can it be?
Mm-hmm.
Next we have
可能性
Possibility. Potential. 例文お願いします。
手術が成功する可能性は低いですね。
There's a low possibility that the surgery will be a success. Natsuko-san.
You hear a lot of these in dramas.
That's where it came from.
Yes.
I thought you were about to say the hospital. I was like...
Yeah.
You're the one making the kurai mood now.
I can't get out of this mood. What's happening here?
Natsuko-san. All right. Let's get the last one out there and then we'll go over the grammar point.
Idea.
Straightforward. Idea.例文お願いします。
もし何かアイデアがあったら手を挙げてください。
Please raise your hand if you have an idea. Okay, Natsuko-san. Let's talk about today's grammar point.
Okay.
Which is?
らしい。
And this time we're using it with?
Verbs.
Yes. Now let's take a look at today's conversation. Let's pull the two lines that involve this. First we have.
山田さんが年末宝くじ当たったらしい。
It seems as if Yamada hit the lottery. Now, a couple of interesting points here. First, where is rashi?
At the end of the sentence.
And what form is the verb before it?
In the past plain form.
Followed by rashi. So rashi is preceded by a verb in its plain past. Or other plain forms.
Mm-hmm.
Verb in the plain form plus rashi.Okay, now one thing about this sentence we just want to point out. Natsuko-san, can you give us the sentence one more time?
山田さんが年末宝くじ当たったらしい。
Now, here we have 山田さん marked by が followed by 年末宝くじ but we don't have a particle、
mm-hmm.
in between 宝くじ the noun, and 当たった
Yes.
The plain past of 当たる、
mm-hmm.
Now, again, when we're speaking casual Japanese,I said this before, and I think I like it. The more casual it is, the more particles get dropped.
Yes, right.
So here, the particle is dropped. But for reference, what particle would this be?
I think ni.
Yes. Ni ataru, not wo.
年末宝くじに当たったらしい。
Now here, Hiro, the speaker, he's heard secondhand. It's not his information.
Mm-hmm.
If it was his information...He would give a much more definite statement.
Right.
He's heard from some secondhand source. And that's why he attaches dashi.
Right.
Something heard.
Mm-hmm.
Secondhand or seen, but something you're not sure about.
Yes.
Okay, then we have it once more.
彼女が自分の誕生日と君の誕生日を使ったらしい。
She used your birthday and her own birthday. I heard. Again, she used her birthday and your birthday. I heard. I heard she used her birthday and your birthday. Again, second-hand information. Plain past followed by らしい。
使ったらしい。
Okay, now more about this grammar point inside today's PDF. So stop by JapanesePod101.com, pick up the PDF inside the Learning Center. We have much more material to really, really reinforce everything, really bring it all together. All right, that's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また来週。
聞いた聞いた。
どうしたの？
山田さんが年末宝くじ当たったらしい。
マジで？
うん、3億円だよ。
3億円？
君たち二人は幸せだよね。え？どうしたの？すごい顔してるけど。
昨日、彼女を振った。
なんだって？
彼女は運が悪くて、貧乏で、将来性がないと思って。もうおばさんだし、服の趣味も悪いし。
わかった、わかったよ。
まあ、とにかく、昨日彼女と別れたんだ。しまったな。
彼女は自分の誕生日と君の誕生日を使ったらしい。もしかしたらやり直せる可能性があるかもしれない。電話してみたら？
あ、それはいいアイデアだ。早速電話してみよう。あ、もしもし、竹ですけど。